Nationwide crackdown sees Cambodia close 91 casinos. Cambodian authorities have shut down 91 casinos identified as fronts for online scam operations as part of a widening nationwide crackdown on cybercrime. The government said the closures follow months of enforcement activity targeting networks accused of using casino complexes and other sites to run large-scale digital fraud schemes. Officials confirmed that more than 250 suspected scam centers have been raided over the past 9 months, with 13,039 foreign nationals from 33 countries deported for their alleged involvement. A further 241,888 people have left the country voluntarily since mid-January as enforcement intensified. The campaign reflects growing international pressure on Cambodia to address its role in regional cybercrime networks, which have been linked to fraud, trafficking, and forced labor across Southeast Asia. Casinos targeted as enforcement expands. Authorities said the 91 casinos were closed after being identified as either operating or enabling scam activities. The action forms part of a broader strategy aimed at dismantling organized fraud networks and restoring confidence in the country's regulatory framework. The crackdown has also been reinforced by new legislation introduced in April, which significantly increases penalties for those running scam operations. Under the updated law, organizers linked to serious harm or deaths could face long-term prison sentences, including life imprisonment in severe cases. The move comes shortly after a high-level visit by China's foreign minister, who called for stronger action against cross-border gambling and cybercrime. The issue has become a key point in regional relations, with Beijing and other governments urging tighter controls and cooperation. International scrutiny intensifies. The latest enforcement push follows mounting scrutiny of Cambodia's casino sector. As reported in earlier investigations into alleged abuse within casino-linked compounds, concerns have grown over the connection between gaming venues and wider criminal networks. Recent enforcement actions have also included large-scale arrests tied to casino-based operations, underlining the scale and complexity of the networks involved. Cambodian authorities have described the crackdown as a long-term effort requiring sustained cooperation with international partners. Officials said the campaign is intended not only to dismantle existing operations but also to signal a shift towards stronger oversight and accountability within the country's gaming and digital sectors.